you'll hear five different people talking about their work as teachers. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to F which statement applies to each person. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
I've been teaching maths for 35 years. And naturally, I've seen a lot of changes in that time. I've attended a number of in-service training courses to make sure I'm up to date with new methods of teaching maths. It's useful to hear about different ways to teach successfully. I think that's important. And of course, it's the computer age now, so that's taken quite a lot of getting used to. I have to admit, some of my students seem to know a lot more about computers than I do.
Speaker 2.
I went to Cambridge University and trained to be a teacher to get the best possible background for a successful teaching career. I regularly take magazines like Modern English Teacher and English Teaching Today, and I even write articles for them. I like to give new teachers some ideas to help them. I like to think my own colleagues at school look to me for guidance on matters of methodology. I like to pass on my experience to my department. Of course, I don't want to dictate to my colleagues, but I always appreciated the help I was given as a new teacher.
Speaker 3.
I teach history, and I think most of my students find it an interesting subject. I hope we give the students an overall view of the subject. The department believes in choosing a topic, for instance, the Romans, and looking at it not just from a purely historical point of view, you know, names and dates, but the geographical and sociological angle as well. The students do a lot of project-based work, and by doing this, they get more involved in the topics. We also have a lot of trips to museums and other places of interest, and this motivates students enormously. It helps for them not only to read books, but to see where historic events took place.
Speaker 4.
Yes, the music department isn't bad. We encourage all the pupils to play an instrument and sing in one of the choirs. It's very pleasing that most of them do. We had to create a third orchestra to cope with the demand. The boys and girls like to take exams too. That's a change from when I came. We have a pass rate of well over 90%, by far the best in the area. Oh, they're so gifted, some of these children. We always get 5 or 6 with music scholarships to university or music college. And one of our violinists won the British Young Musician of the Year a couple of years ago.
Speaker 5.
It's so difficult with science teaching to know if you're doing it right. The pupils here are so clever and they really deserve every chance I can give them. I try to take the syllabus and find new ways of explaining the subject, and I design experiments to illustrate them. I don't know if they really work, though. I get very nervous in front of the class, and I think it shows. I'm sure the other teachers are better. Still, the exam results were quite good last year, and the pupils gave me a present at the end of the last class before the summer holidays. It was really very nice of them.
Now you'll hear part three again. Speaker one.
I've been teaching maths for 35 years. And naturally, I've seen a lot of changes in that time. I've attended a number of in-service training courses to make sure I'm up to date with new methods of teaching maths. It's useful to hear about different ways to teach successfully. I think that's important. And of course, it's the computer age now, so that's taken quite a lot of getting used to. I have to admit, some of my students seem to know a lot more about computers than I do.
Speaker 2.
I went to Cambridge University and trained to be a teacher to get the best possible background for a successful teaching career. I regularly take magazines like Modern English Teacher and English Teaching Today, and I even write articles for them. I like to give new teachers some ideas to help them. I like to think my own colleagues at school look to me for guidance on matters of methodology. I like to pass on my experience to my department. Of course, I don't want to dictate to my colleagues, but I always appreciated the help I was given as a new teacher.
Speaker 3.
I teach history, and I think most of my students find it an interesting subject. I hope we give the students an overall view of the subject. The department believes in choosing a topic, for instance, the Romans, and looking at it not just from a purely historical point of view, you know, names and dates, but the geographical and sociological angle as well. The students do a lot of project-based work. And by doing this, they get more involved in the topics. We also have a lot of trips to museums and other places of interest. And this motivates students enormously. It helps for them not only to read books, but to see where historic events took place.
Speaker 4.
Yes, the music department isn't bad. We encourage all the pupils to play an instrument and sing in one of the choirs. It's very pleasing that most of them do. We had to create a third orchestra to cope with the demand. The boys and girls like to take exams too. That's a change from when I came. We have a pass rate of well over 90%, by far the best in the area. Oh, they're so gifted, some of these children. We always get 5 or 6 with music scholarships to university or music college. And one of our violinists won the British Young Musician of the Year a couple of years ago.
Speaker 5.
It's so difficult with science teaching to know if you're doing it right. The pupils here are so clever and they really deserve every chance I can give them. I try to take the syllabus and find new ways of explaining the subject. And I design experiments to illustrate them. I don't know if they really work, though. I get very nervous in front of the class, and I think it shows. I'm sure the other teachers are better. Still, the exam results were quite good last year, and the pupils gave me a present at the end of the last class before the summer holidays. It was really very nice of them.
That's the end of part 3.